Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There's a few people out there in the world who have many bad things to say about credit cards. Well, in this episode, we're going to share details on how I, myself, earned $200 within 3 days just from using a credit card.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
For some of our clients who tune in to these episodes, many of you know I do not set people up to put themselves in a bad situation when it comes to using their credit. Vice versa, there's going to be a lot of people who live these debt-free mindsets and these financial gurus, and they're trying to sell you all of these courses and ways to not use credit, and they tend to mislead people when it comes to using credit correctly. So instead of educating them on credit, they want to stick to these plans that they can sell people to get out of debt, not use credit, and they just claim credit is the worst thing ever instead of educating people on how to use credit correctly and safely. So let me start off by saying, yes, credit cards can absolutely be a horrible thing to give someone if someone does not have any type of financial responsibilities, meaning they have no intent to pay back the credit card correctly. They're going to put themselves in credit card debt. They max out the credit cards and just make the minimum payment. Yes, those people are going to be your typical clientele when it comes to selling these group of people a world of never using credit again because it's so bad and it's the worst thing to do. Well, I made $200 within 72 hours just from using a credit card. So let me explain what happened here. So one day I was just on my phone online, and the Chase Freedom card, which it can be any credit card these days. A lot of credit cards offer intro bonuses to where they pay you a certain amount of money if you spend a lot. And I'm going to explain the risk there and explain the reason for that. But anyway, the Chase Freedom Unlimited card, I think that's what it was. I haven't used it in months. But anyway, it popped up on my phone and it was like, new members, apply for our new Chase credit card. And if you spend $500 within 90 days, we're going to pay you $200. So the reason they do that, and for those who hate credit cards and you know, want to live this debt-free life, listen to what I'm saying. The reason they do that is to trap people, and it is to let people fall into the credit card trap of spending that first $500 within 90 days. And when they get that first bill, you know, the bill is going to say, oh, well, just pay a minimum payment of $25 and your account is going to be in good standing. The purpose of that is to charge the person interest. You know, the interest on credit cards is like 24-27% APR. But anyway, you know, me being the responsible person that I am, and I fully understand the reason why banks do that, because at the end of the day, banks are a business, right? You know, they're businesses. So they loan money and they charge interest on it, and they make back their money plus more. That's their whole business model. So when I got this Chase Freedom credit card, I applied for it. I got perfect credit, nothing negative on my credit. I instantly got approved. I got the card in, and the first thing I said was, I have three utility bills that are probably over $500 a month. My Wi-Fi and cable, I think my power bill and then, you know, my water, gas, whatever, sewer and all that stuff. So I'm like, man, that's over $500. I have to spend that anyway. If I were to use a debit card or my bank account, it would have to come out anyway. I would lose over $500 every single month because I have utilities every single month. So let me pull out my phone here for those who are watching. What I did was I used that brand new Chase card the day I activated it. I believe it was like August the 15th. Let me go back. No, August the 12th. Okay. I paid my utility bills, my gas, Wi-Fi, cable, everything. I paid all of that on August 12th. Well, by August 14th, 2 days later, the payment's actually posted. However, I think since it was a new account and I had to link my bank account, they wanted to test a dollar or whatever the case is. So I paid the dollar and then the next day I was able to submit my payment. So on August 15th, I was able to pay off the $500 in full and boom, no interest, you know, no interest paid, no interest earned. And at the end of the day, I got paid $200 just from paying my utility bills. Now, there's going to be people who argue, oh, well, you know, you're going to get this credit card. You're at risk of purposely spending more just to get the points. Well, no, that goes back to being responsible with your finances. I am not spending more. In fact, I have not used this credit card since August. And I mean, every month the payment is going to be zero. Every month the interest is going to be zero. I mean, I have not, I probably don't even have the card anymore, to be honest with you. I think I placed the card somewhere in the kitchen one day at home and maybe my wife threw it away, who knows, but I have not used the card since. I don't plan to use the Chase card ever again. That is not one of my main credit cards that I use. Me being a business owner, I could have made an episode showing how I made over $1,000 within 30 days by using my credit card for business expenses. But, you know, I just felt like that would have been out of touch a little bit. And I'm more of a reasonable and realistic person when it comes to credit education. So not everyone is a business owner who has thousands and thousands of dollars of expenses every month. So that's what I meant by that episode would have been a bit out of touch. However, everyone has $500 a month in bills. So there's so many credit cards that offers these little intro bonuses, $200, $250, $300. You spend $500 within the first 90 days. You know, if you have good credit, well, it pays to have good credit. So, you know, this is a real short episode just showing you guys how I use credit to my advantage. And just picture this on a much bigger scale. So, of course, I made the $200 intro bonus, but they also offer on top of that a 2 to 3%, or maybe it's 1.5% on everything, but some cards offer 2 to 3% on, you know, your typical transactions. And if you're not a billionaire today, then you earning 3% of your money throughout the year, that adds up to where, you know, who knows, you can treat yourself to a free vacation at the end of the year. So, you know, for these people that's out here trying to sell you courses on not using credit correctly, never get a credit card, credit scores in general is bad, you don't need to have good credit, you're wasting your time trying to get good credit, you know, look, it is what it is. If it made them successful by paying cash for everything and waiting years and years to pay cash, sure. For those who have used credit to their advantage and you're able to prove that, sure. At the end of the day, whichever route that you go in life, it really doesn't matter. There's multiple ways to reach that green light down the road. And like I said in many other episodes, if someone is trying to preach or sell only one way to put yourself ahead or to use things to your advantage, then I would never trust that person. Just like I believe that using credit is beneficial, I would never sit here and, you know, talk down on someone who got successful by not using credit, because there's multiple ways to, like I said, reach that green light. If you're playing football, there's multiple ways to, you know, reach that touchdown or to reach that end zone. You can do a running play, you can do a passing play. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're getting to the same goal. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.